Blog Talk Radio.
Church home. You might want to make your way out this morning, but before going out,
Hear what the word of the Lord has to say. It's come from here over at Harvest House. For us here at Harvest New Life Church, we have our actual Sunday services gathering at the Longhorn Ballroom at 701 East Campbell Road. That's on the second Sunday of the month and the fourth Sunday of the month. And the rest of our locations and services are right here on the radio. This is what we are known to do, radio services, but we do have a Sunday gathering twice a month. And it's a pretty good gathering of people to come in and hear what the Lord has to say. We're not trying to hold anyone hostage to any particular area, but we want people to come in and feel free about coming to hear the word of the Lord. We're not here to put any pressure on anybody towards membership, but we want you to come in and hear what the Lord has to say concerning the kingdom of God. But we're not going to delay the time. We're going to get started here. We're going to be in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 7. And as I said before, those of you calling to the studio can do so as well at 347-637-1074. Board is kind of light this morning, but that's good. You know, God said continue to do the word in season, out of season. You got to convict, arrest, and rebuke the word of God in terms of the word that's coming here from the kingdom of God. We thank God for each and every one of you who joined us this morning. We pray that the word will be a word that is going to come and help you in your walk with Christ. And we just want you to sit back and continue to hear what the word of God has to say that's coming from the kingdom. And we'll be right back with you here in just a second. Amen.
You can come out. You say, sister, how do I get out? Praise your way out. Can I get somebody to praise your way out? You might be sitting next to somebody that may not need a miracle, but tell them I have an emergency. I gotta praise my way out. Oh, glory. Come on, I tried it and it works. He breaks every fetter. That's why I don't care how long it takes. I don't mind waiting. Now, I don't think you heard what I said. I don't care how long it takes. If it takes him 20 years, because the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So guess what? I'm not just waiting on God. I'm waiting in God.
He is jealous for me, loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I'm unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, then I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are.
drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. If grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like a sloppy well.